Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, July 27th, 2018. Welcome to day 554. Michael Cohen claims Trump knew in advance about Don Jr.'s meeting at Trump Tower in June 2016 with a Russian lawyer. Don Jr. took the meeting because he expected the Russians to offer him dirt on Hillary Clinton. Cohen doesn't have any hard evidence to back up his claim, but he is reportedly willing to make that assertion as part of his testimony to Robert Mueller. Cohen claims that he, along with several other people, were in the room when Trump was told about the Russians' offer by Don Jr. According to Cohen, Trump not only knew about the meeting, but approved it. Next, Representative Mark Meadows says he will table his efforts to impeach Rod Rosenstein after attending several meetings with members of the GOP leadership. Instead, Meadows says he plans to pursue contempt proceedings against Rosenstein if the DOJ refuses to hand over documents that Congress has requested. Next, Trump used a taxpayer-funded trip to Illinois on Thursday to openly advocate for Republican congressional candidates. Quote, "You've got to vote Republican, folks. You've got to vote Republican," Trump said during a speech at a steel plant. Quote, "Vote for these two congressmen. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're tough and they're smart," end quote. He didn't actually name the candidates, but three Republicans were with him on this tour of the plant: Mike Bost, Rodney Davis, and John Shimkus. During the same speech at the steel plant in Illinois, Trump launched a fresh attack against NATO and Germany. He complained about the news coverage of his recent trip to Europe and reminded the crowd about how tough he was on Russia by calling out Germany's deal to buy natural gas from them. Quote, "One thing I know about NATO for sure," Trump said, "is that it's better for Europe than it is for us." Speaking of Russia, Russian hackers targeted Senator Claire McCaskill as she began her 2018 re-election campaign, making her the first identified target of the Kremlin's 2018 election interference campaign. There is no evidence, however, that the attempt to penetrate her campaign or staff systems were successful. And finally, the arrest of Stormy Daniels was reportedly planned months in advance, according to documents released by a whistleblower from inside the city of Columbus. The whistleblower sent the Fayette Advocate newspaper a number of emails, news clippings discussing Daniels' scheduled appearance, as well as pictures of her with Trump and videos of her dancing. The documents also included a map of the club where she was supposed to perform the night she was arrested. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. It's a bit of a short one today because I had to record early so I can run some errands, but I will see you again on Monday. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.
Nigga, is you taking notes on a criminal fucking conspiracy? What the fuck is you thinking, man?